You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, October 30th. Carnival Cruise Line has introduced a new fee for guests on Carnival Celebration and Carnival Mardi Gras ships who dine more than once at the Italian venue Cucina del Capitano during their cruise. Now, while guests can enjoy one complimentary dinner at the venue, each visit thereafter will incur an $8 charge per person. This change follows a similar surcharge added to the Chabang Asian-Mexican Fusion venue earlier this year. Despite this fee, lunch at Cucina del Capitano remains free for all, regardless of the number of visits. And Miami is set to launch 8 new cruise ships for the 23-24 season. Over the next 12 months, visitors include Oceana's Vista, Carnival Venezia, Scenic Cruises' Scenic Eclipse, Crystal Serenity, MSC Cruises' Explorer One, Norwegian Viva, Regent's Grandeur, and Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, which will be the world's largest ship in January. Now, since resuming operations in July of 21, Port Miami has significantly increased its passenger growth with a notable 12.7% increase in guest arrivals. And the port is also advancing its shore power efforts, teaming up with Florida Power and Light to allow ships to plug in. And Scotland is the next European region that wants to slap a larger tax on cruise ships visiting. Now, citing other port efforts such as Barcelona's cruise ship ban and Norway's impending restrictions on non-zero emission ships, Scotland's also throwing their hat in the ring. With one cruise ship emitting as much as 12,000 cars, this move aims to promote greener ships and ensure communities benefit from these levies. 817,000 cruise ship passengers visited Scotland in 2019. The outcome on this new tax has yet to be determined. And also a quick note here, Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas is wrapping up its second round of sea trials today, while Carnival Jubilee is set to begin her conveyance from the shipyard in Papenburg, Germany, towards the North Sea. That'll take about 18 hours for that whole transit to happen. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.1%, 11.13. Royal Caribbean flat, 82.81. And Norwegian down 1.3%, 13.36. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it to tips@cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.